Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Ken Zoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 70 for Thursday, August 14th, 2014. I always have to stop there for a second, make sure I don't run off the mouth and get the date completely wrong. So, this is my second episode in the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. I think I'm going to take it as a couple people have suggested and just go as close as possible to 30 days in a row. Seeing as I'm starting here in the second half, we'll be a little iffy there in the middle of Dragon Con. Will be tricky because I tend to stay up pretty late at Dragon Con, and I tend to be pretty tired by the end of it. So we'll see. We'll do our best though. Maybe I may break down and put some in the can that I can use more easily or something. See how that might work. Maybe I'll do a early Dragon Con interview on like Thursday night or something, and slide that up onto the site and leave it as a draft so that I can conceivably use it for Sunday or Monday or even Tuesday. That could happen too. I've been going to Dragon Con for a while, and year by year, it takes a toll on me. It takes me a bit longer every year to recover, and I've been taking a Tuesday off for several years now to make sure I don't have any con crud and to just kind of catch up on my sleep and such. Hopefully the road noise isn't too bad. I just hit a patch that is louder than it was a little bit ago when I started. I'm driving back to North Carolina from Atlanta. Some people know I work in IT, and I work remotely most of the time, and I recently remarried, and I'm in North Carolina most of the time. I still have a townhouse in Atlanta. That's where I stay when I'm in Atlanta. So I'm driving back today to North Carolina, and figured I'd get the podcast going while I was in the car. I am hitting some crappy road though, so hopefully this doesn't sound too bad. If worst case, I'll redo it before I upload things. So, I'm enjoying getting back into it. Everything went pretty smoothly last night. Started to remember all the old tricks and tweaks. And I don't remember if last year if there was a Google Plus and or Facebook group, but there are both this year, and I've joined both, which is cool. Was immediately welcomed into the Facebook group. Really appreciate that. And started trying to catch up on everything. I'm completely up to date on Dave Slusher's podcast. Dave is in my feed anyway. I use Beyond Pod on Android, and Dave's feed, Evil Genius Chronicles feed, is one of the podcast feeds that immediately downloads as soon as there's a new podcast in it. So I've been listening to them since the beginning of the challenge anyway. He's actually the one who reminded me that it was coming up. As for the raw, full Dog Days of Podcasting feed, that is in my feed as well, or in my reader as well, or podcatcher, whatever you want to call it. And it updates nightly, but I choose the files and download them manually just because of the number that are involved. So I've listened to a couple because there are a couple other people that I know better now that are in the challenge. But last night I kind of went all in and just really started to catch up on everything. So I'm enjoying that. And I mean, and most of them are fairly short. So, and I do a lot of podcast listening when I'm running, for example. And so having a bunch of 5 to 10 minute podcasts in there, I can get through multiple of them on a run. And obviously when I'm driving, I get through a whole bunch of podcasts. A lot of the other podcasts that I listen to are longer. So, having a number that I can just push into a big queue while I'm driving is pretty nice. I'm also taking this opportunity to work on, I just thought it would be not much really a project, just something I keep forgetting to do, but it's turning into a bit of a project, is Scrobbling my podcast. And Scrobbling, you know, is the Last FM primarily. You can also use Libra FM, but pushing your either music listening and or podcast listening up to Last FM to just have a kind of a record of what you're listening to. I did this with this handwritten tool of my own for about a year or so, the last year that Google Reader was available, about the last 9 months Google Reader was available, I had written a Google scripting tool to log, because I used the Google Listen app for a long time, where your podcast subscriptions were in Google Reader in a separate folder. And I wrote a little JavaScript scripting app that would go and pull, you know, authenticate itself against my Google Reader account, and then pull the last 24 hours and anything that had been finished that was in the podcast listening folder would get written out to a spreadsheet. So I have a nice Google spreadsheet for a pretty long period of time there of all my podcast listening. And I had done that versus scrobbling. I don't really, but just kind of because it came to me. I don't think at the time I was trying to figure out a way where I wouldn't. I personally have a separate Last.fm account for music, and I don't listen to nearly as much music as I used to on a regular basis. But I didn't want to like infect. I wanted to separate the two, and I finally realized. I think the Google Reader Google apocalypse when that got shut down was the gave me the idea. Oh, Ken, let's just have a separate. Dang, I hope this isn't going to be too bad because this road's pretty loud right now. Why don't you just have a separate account at Last.fm for podcasting? But that made perfect sense. And then I could get the Scrobbler, and then I got to make sure I get a Scrobbler that supports whatever podcasting audio app I'm using. You know, that's all that sort of stuff, but that's fiddly details. But there's also, you know, an activation thread. There are several steps there that I have to do for that to get done. And that just didn't get done since Google Reader's been gone. I use Feedly. I track my reads or listens. I connect Feedly to BeyondPod right now, which actually does push reading notifications, which listening in the case of a podcast, back to Feedly, so I can tell in Feedly what I've listened to. And the Feedly guys have been talking about an API, but nothing's really... Things haven't gone real well there, so I'm kind of come back around to the idea of using Last.fm. And I went ahead to... last night and this morning and started setting things up. It's working halfway, and I've got to figure out, I think it's accommodating, I'm not sure what the deal is. It's working. I'm definitely seeing Scrobbles get pushed. I'm using the simple Last.fm Scrobbler, mainly because when I logged into Last.fm and was looking around, I noticed that's what Dave Slusher was using. So it's another Android app. So might as well use something that is known to work. And what I'm getting right now is halfway there. I'm getting, when I listen, you get the now listening notification. If you go to my Last.fm page for my podcast listening, if I'm listening at the present time, it'll show that, but it doesn't actually list a Scrobble when I finish listening to the podcast. And the Scrobbles are going through to the app. As I played around with that, I thought, well, maybe one of those things is working and one of them's not, you know, like being pushed through the intents in the Android system that with the events effectively that make that sort of thing happen. But I turned on caching for the Scrobbler so that it didn't immediately push every one, and it kept them in a queue until it had built up 5, which is normally used for like battery, to manage your battery life. But I wanted to do it to see if they were actually getting queued up, and they were. They're actually going into the simple Last.fm Scrobbler and queuing up in its little batch thing that I could either wait until 5 and then they pushed, or you could push them manually. So I've seen them there. I know that they are actually making it all the way to the Scrobbling tool into simple Last.fm Scrobbler. But for whatever reason, they're not showing up at Last.fm yet. Maybe there's this account's relatively new. Maybe there's a caching or there's an issue with being a new account, or things just haven't spun up yet or anything. Went and double-checked Dave's. He's doing basically the same thing in the same sort of podcast and such, and he's got a nice queue or a nice listening history there, track history, which is exactly what I'm looking for. It'd be great. So I'm going to get it figured out. I'm going to continue to play with. It's possible there's a setting somewhere that, even though everything looks like it should be working, that's causing me a problem. So I'm going to be messing around with that probably this evening, and hopefully we'll get that working. So, but in the meantime, I listened to probably 20 or 25 Dog Days podcasts in the last 24 hours, and it was awesome. And pretty soon they'll be in my Last FM track history. So I'll put that. I said I have an account for music, and then I have an account for podcast listening, and I'll put links to both of those in the show notes. So that's been my day today. And especially since I can't tell when the road's going to be terrible and when it's not, I'm not going to subject you guys to any more of this road noise. And like I said, hopefully this is not going to be so bad that it can't be used. But we'll be back tomorrow. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. My email address for contact information is kkennedy@kenzoid.com, kkennedy@kenzoid.com. Website is kenzoid.com. My Twitter handle is kenzoid, kenzoid. My Google Plus profile is, I've got one of the named ones now, but, and it's like Ken Kennedy - Kenzoid or something like that. But I'll just put a link in the show notes. So feel free to contact me or comment to me at any of those locations. Also on Facebook, and I'm pretty sure I'm ken.kennedy on Facebook. I'm in the Dog Days of Podcasting group. So, thanks to everybody who's listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.